rocks.
How about Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash, dude.
Johnny Cash in concert. Do you like a Johnny Cash?
Willie Nelson.
Well, go back to like the old touring. It was Johnny Cash, Elvis, and Buddy Holly, or I don't know. Yeah, that'd be killer.
Just imagine being Elvis and the way women looked at you. Like, of course you're going to be a little cocky, right?
I kind of know how it feels.
All right.
And that's not true.
Pump the brakes back.
Don't you mean the king?
The king. Are you throwing scarves on women? Is that what you're doing?
Damn right. Damn right I am. They can't even show my hips on TV because they're too sexy. It is 8:11. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy, chance for some rain. High of 70 at least. Nice warm rain.
It's going to be warm. Pop the top.
Warm rain. There's a lot of people out in the convertibles. Yeah. A lot of rich bastards in their convertible BMWs.
Yeah, let the nipples breathe. I mean,
your nipple hair breathe.
What's it going to be on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we got some clouds, rain, thunder. High of 65, going to be falling. Friday, cloudy, colder. Chance for some morning rain, high of 45.
Yeah, cover the nipples then.
Yeah, cover the. Don't get your nipples out when it's 45. Anyway, let's do your WTF. What?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
You know, they always said milk was good for you, good for the bones. Yeah. Got milk. Remember all that stuff? Yeah.
Comes out of the nipple.
Well, milk is actually I have nipple Greggs. Can you milk me? Milk is actually making a big comeback as the next big food craze. However, it's not the milk from cows. Breast milk for adults.
No, dude.
Dow DuPont is estimating that it could become a billion-dollar market. Here's the thought process. Breast milk contains something called human milk oligosaccharide, or HMO. Why would you say HMO? And it's great for babies because it helps fight infections and inflammation, helps brain development, and gets good bacteria to the colon.
And it's packed full of nutrients.
But at this point, these synthetic versions of HMO that are used in baby formula are just about as good as the real thing. And if we took them as adults, it could help with things like allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, and even keeping our brains young. So companies are apparently going to start making basically fake breast milk targeted for adults. There's no word on when it could come out, but don't be surprised when it does. Hold on. I do have an audio clip here. I have not listened to this. Let's see what this is.
Human milk oligosaccharides are the third most abundant component in human milk, and until now, only breastfed babies have been able to benefit. And the data are very promising, showing that can support and strengthen the developing immune system more like the breastfed baby. The potential, again, for GI health and immune health would include gastrointestinal disorders, diarrhea, for example, infectious diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, food allergies, the list goes on. They are very promising.
Shut up, lady. It's a crock. That's what it is. It's a crock. You know what? It's a marketing scheme just like smart water. Oh, it makes you smarter. No, it doesn't. You know what? It's not going to make you healthier. It's no different than any other milk that's on the market. I'm sorry.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to pretend to know whether
I'm
or not.
I'm not either, but I'm still expressing my opinion.
But it's fake breast. It's not real breast milk.
Milk's milk, bro.
It's not real breast milk. It's, cow milk is different than human milk.
I mean, not much. It's not. Milk really isn't the greatest for you. You know that? It's good for your bones.
It's good for your bones.
You know how much sugar milk has in it?
They add sugar to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just drink it straight from the cow, there's no sugar in there. Or maybe some, like, natural sugars. Natural
a little
sugar
bit. Everything. A little bit.
Here's the thing is
I love milk.
If it was good for you, I'd probably try some breast milk.
In moderation, it's good for you.
You go to the milk aisle, there's some chicks topless in the freezer, you just go.
Oh God. Oh, you gotta make the noise. You gotta make the noise with it. How much milk is in that boob? Good God, lady.
Hands getting tired.
Ah.
What if the bottles,
a full gallon.
What if the bottles have a nipple top? That you buy, so you go, you get your little 12 ounces of breast milk, and it's got a nipple top on there.
Now, what kind of nip? Is it a small one? Is it a dinner plate nipple?
A little baby toe nip. Little, one of those ones.
Little baby nip.
A little cute little baby toe nip.
Okay.
It's my favorite kind.
You drink milk?
I do. Not as much as I used to, obviously.
I like milk.
I do, too.
I used to drink a lot of it. I still drink a lot of it, really. Yeah.
Breast milk.
Yeah, do you? Kiki?
Kiki came in
no
at
opinions.
A weird,
she just waits no.
At a weird time on this.
She just waits no.
She's like, no, I don't want to talk about breast milk. Well, we could see it. on the shelves, 2020.
Oh, great.
Breast milk for adults. Yeah.